MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice for today is indeed Lerato Walaza. But first, go ahead and share this broadcast as many times as possible. This is MDN TV Shows, and I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers. We are about to have a deep conversation. I love anything deep. This lady is from Pretoria. He also a Pretoria. So we want to have some conversations that are deep. We've also a Pretoria who's ready for this. Some of you already know her, but she's going to grace our screens again, returning with a very big bang on face. Deep? No, so let's have this conversation right away, but right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice indeed is Lerato Pride Walaza. Welcome.
Thank you so much for such a beautiful introduction. So much energy. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for saying yes, really. Look, I want to just go straight to it. But first, how did you get started on your journey? I mean, what led you to this? Why acting? Why? I mean, how do you even handle all the pressure that comes with it? Lerato?
You know, I think being an artist in its whole entirety is a calling, you know. It either catches you, and it's a bug that catches you, and no matter how much like life on its own can become difficult, the artist in you will always want to go back and tell the stories that, you know, that you've been gifted with. I started at the age of 13 when I had to choose high schools, and I told my mom that I want to become an actor. So I went to an art school, and I've been studying since I was 13 and went all the way to varsity, and it's always just been like growing within me all the time. So being an actor it's a power, it's a special power that one gets to carry and tell the stories, and people can relate with each and every character that I carry with me.
And the you on the screens and the you here, totally two different people. What inspires this? Are you able to separate yourself, or you go like, all right, now this is Lerato Pride, right? Or do you now say, okay, let's switch to another character? How does that happen?
Definitely. I think every character that you get, you have to get to a point where you say, I have to let go of myself so that I don't limit my skills as an actor, that I don't limit the character that I'm responsible for, you know. If you're always going to carry a bit of you in it, I feel like then you are limiting it. So with each character, I just have to dwell in and be like, okay, when I wake up every morning, I am still in Lerato, but the minute I get on set, Lerato is being put to rest, and I'm going to shoot as who I am, and then afterwards I'll pick her up again and go back to my normal life. So each character, you carry it differently, the emotions that are different, you know, the way you have to carry yourself, the way you have to carry the characters as well, and respect them fully until the end of the process of shooting, 100%.
But what inspired you? Is your mom an actor, your father, or somebody in the family, or you just woke up and felt like, I just want to be an entertainer, but also educate people. And once again, do you get to choose the kind of characters you take? Or anything goes, it doesn't really matter. Lerato?
No, both my parents are actually cops.
Wow!
So I took a different route. But my mom is very supportive. I appreciate her so much. Being, like I said, being an actor, it's a calling, you know. It's either in you or you don't have it. And it's a calling that you always want to feed and want to grow. And you feel like there's a responsibility within you as well to tell the stories, you know, the different characters. Some characters I do choose, but some characters, it's like once you get the script, you're like, actually, you know what? Let's see what we can do with this. And like, I carry the characters and they become a part of me, actually. And it's very fascinating to create a whole new person from script and bring them to life. So, yeah.
Wow. And now you're returning to our screens.
Yay.
with a bang on Face Deep. So I want us to have this very deep conversation. I mean, this is a South African produced film from Film House Arts Sake Productions, right? Which is also based in Pretoria. How did this come about? Tell us about your role there.
So in essence, Matabo and Biani and myself and some of the crew members and cast members all come from TUT. We all studied at TUT. Some studied film and then some of us studied acting. And these are the conversations that we always used to have on campus. Like, this is when we had to learn to become independent filmmakers and, you know, just take everything that we've been taught in varsity and take initiative, you know. Sometimes our industry can be so difficult to break into that you need people that you've always grown up with, people that you've had conversations with, and your conversations align, and you'd be like, yo, everything is at stake right now. Let's all dwell in and put in all our craft and our art and our talent into it. So when we came, when Face Deep came about, funny enough, we were supposed to shoot another film, but then other things happened that prevented us from doing it. And then Face Deep came about. And it's funny how when I got that role, I had just changed my wallpaper. So I don't know if people know, but the moon is also called Luna. And I just changed my wallpaper into a moon. And then 10 minutes later, Matabo, the producer, calls me and she's like, this is the role you want to cast you for. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is divine intervention or if it's God that says,
yeah, prophetic. It's definitely prophetic. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are still chatting to the wonderful, awesome Auswa Pitori. Lerato Walaza talking Face Deep, deep conversations. She returned to our screens, like you already heard, with this big bang produced in South Africa from Pitori.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice is still none other than Lerato. Now, you are still sharing with us how this whole Lerato's role, Luna, in Face Deep came about. Lerato?
Yes. So, Matabo gave me a call and then we met up for a meeting and they basically told me what they wanted from, like, their whole idea and what they want to execute in general about Face Deep. You know, they wanted to talk about mental health issues that we face a lot in South Africa. And also they wanted to talk about the family dynamics, you know, how mental health issues play a huge role in our society, in our families. And I was like, this is something very important for me because I think it will be able to challenge me as an actress, firstly, playing a character that has mental issues, and also just also telling the stories, like I said, of people and them being able to relate to the stories itself. You know, we shot this in Mamelodi, we shot it in the township. Some people are going to be able to recognize characters that they know in the street, or people will be able to recognize, like, I've been through this myself, or somebody that I know has been through this as well. So I think that's the one thing as well, being a filmmaker, is that you are able to have somebody relate to anything that you're doing, honestly. And that's how Luna came about.
Wow, that was really prophetic. And the fact that it's shot right in the townships where everybody could relate is remarkable.
Yes.
And you are being praised for being deep. And here you are in face deep. Tell us about that. Where did this come from? How do you prepare for your roles, and what inspires you, or who inspires you, Lerato?
For this role specifically, I had a conversation with the director, Buyani, and he told me the feel that he's trying to go for. So we took reference from a movie called Gone Girl, and how deep he wanted Luna to be, you know. So in this particular one, I looked at references that he mentioned, but also I had to, like, literally sit and have serious conversations with myself. I had to be like, I can watch as many references as I can, but it's how I feel and how I connect to Luna herself, and how I can make sure that the next person can be like, actually, I've seen somebody go through this, or I know somebody that's been exposed to this kind of character, and be honest with myself and allow myself to be raw with my emotions as well. So there are moments when I wouldn't interact with people. I would just be silent in my own space and just connect deeply and emotionally with Luna. And I remember this one time when we were shooting and I got back home, and I dreamt of everything else that we were shooting throughout the day. And I woke up and I was so scared. I was like, I was actually so deeply involved in that scene, in that moment, that I had to dream about it. And somebody, like my mom, had to come and wake me up and be like, hey, you're dreaming here. And so it's such a deep moment. And I was like, this is...
Wow, that's deep for you to even be dreaming about it. I told you. Now, if you've not shared this broadcast, what are you waiting for? Share your comments. We are live in the comments. Talk to Lerato. I told you, you're deep. You're dreaming about it already. Come out with it.
Yeah, I was deep in the character, and that I had to give it all. I had to just, it was beyond me. Even when before we shot, I had to be honest with myself. I'm like, this is a letter to yourself, to remind yourself of who you are and the talent that you carry as well. So wherever the character carries you, go with it. And you have other people around you that will support you and bring you back to the center of it all. So I gave it all for Luna, 100%.
Wow.
I can't wait for people to see that.
So mental health is still one conversation that is uncomfortable. It's still one conversation that also, or mental health still carries this big stigma. So we still have so many people, actually many of us in Africa call it buloyi, plain witchcraft, not mental health, right? Because there's still lack of education in this area. And here is where I'm getting to. What attracted you to this role of Luna? And what is the film planning to achieve with this? Is it education? Is it entertainment? Is it removing the stigma? Is it separating facts from fiction, Lerato?
I really appreciate that question, because mental health is a very important conversation for me. Like you said, in our communities, it's very difficult. It's not something that is easily spoken of. And if it is, there's a negative connotation to it. And we need to learn to understand that each and every person does deal with stress or depression in different ways. And it's a way that we need to learn to be sensitive around the matter. So with this movie in particular, we talk about the differences between what a sociopath is, or a psychopath, and somebody who has been exposed to trauma, and how they have absorbed all that trauma and grew up with that trauma into them becoming the adult Luna that they are, you know? So that was very important to show how mental health can start from a young age based on how you were also raised, or also how the society around you influences how you perceive life. And it contributes to the adult person that you could be one day, you know, if you don't have a support structure that's strong enough to carry you and show you the different world, the different aspects of world. So with Face Deep, my character, there's a part where it's going to show a background or backstory of who she was and what contributed to her to being the way she is right now, and how she carries it. And because of how she was raised, she didn't see anything wrong with it until the people around her were affected by the way she carries and behaves, you know? Mm. So that's how Face Deep also teaches. It is entertaining, yes, but it's also about educating the differences of different health, mental health issues.
Definitely what we need right now. So what do you expect audiences to take?
No, I got you. I think the first thing that myself and everybody else that has worked on this project is to see how independent filmmakers can make it work, first of all, and also just to see the beauty that we created. Everybody, like every day when we were on set, everybody came with the dedication, the passion, the commitment to tell the story. And it's something that we don't see a lot in our country. Like the story that Face Deep is not something we see a lot in our country. You know, we wanted to approach it in a psychological manner, psychological thriller as well. You know, there's a lot of suspense. There's a lot of moments where you have to sit and actually think and connect the dots and be like, actually, this is why that happened there, you know? So it's very interesting. It's definitely a new genre for us in South Africa. And we really hope people can be able to find a niche and find it very interesting and see how each and every one of us contributed to it. And yeah, 100%.
Well, I'll be on the front row with my boyfriend there to come and check it out. Look.
Please, yes, the more the merrier.
Definitely, and I'm sure many others will definitely check it out. Let me tell you why we all need to go out and see this film. We would have just finished voting, by the way, because we have elections on the 29th, right? So the next thing is what? Yeah. So celebrate or whatever it is for you. But yes, Face Deep. Let's talk about our realities in the industry. What do you think are some of the mistakes that young artists are making today, and what is it that they can do to change them? Yes.
I think, you know, there's in each aspect of life, there's always trials and challenges. But you need to know where you are centered. You need to know what is your purpose and what's driving you, you know. Life will always throw these small moments of temptation, but you need to know why you're doing what you're doing. For me personally, you need to know why you're doing what you're doing and never lose focus on that and know where you get your strength from. And personally, God is my center of it all. You know, if I were to allow myself to be easily tempted, you would sometimes find yourself in moments where you live in regret afterwards. But if you continuously know why you're doing what you're doing, you know, and know why you started, why what you started as well, you never lose focus on that. And you have people that also surround you. So our industry has a lot of growing to do, but I also feel like we've come a long way as well, that we also need to celebrate.
Tell us about your highlights. I mean, from MTV, Shunga, Scandal, to The River. Just some of the few productions you have been part of. And you've done excellently well. They call you the excellent Walaza. And I think I'll adopt that. How did that come about? How do you become so brilliant, so excellent? So you, uniquely you, Lerato?
Each production for me personally is a highlight. Each character for me is a highlight. I've been very blessed that thus far, each role that I've been, or each production that I've been in has been a production that I've wanted to be a part of. So I don't know, man. I carry, like I said, each character differently. And I respect it, no matter how small it may seem or how big it is. For me, it's a stepping stone in the right direction. And for me, it's just an indication that I'm somewhat doing what is right. And everything else will somewhat make a full circle and make sense eventually. So each role for me is very special.
If you had to start again tomorrow, will you do the same things that you did that got you here? Or will you change your strategy? Or is there any strategy even?
I want to say yes, but I also want to say no.
I want to know.
Yes, because I want to say yes because there are moments when, had I not gone through the things that I've been through, I wouldn't be who I am right now. I wouldn't understand myself right now, and I wouldn't understand the growth that I had to take on. Difficult as it may be sometimes, when things don't work out the way you want them to, you're like, I wish I could take like a short.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You were tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
It's still Lerato Walaza. Keep it locked. We're still having this deep conversation. Well, she start over again. You know, she says, in life, you'll be tempted to take shortcuts. Who likes to take shortcuts, Lerato?
But as I was saying, certain things that I've been through have groomed me to be the person and have grounded me to be the person that I am. So I wouldn't have it any other way. I have met the right people at the right time. I don't think I'd want to, if I were to start again, I think I would go through the same things, but obviously now with better knowledge, so I could make better decisions here and there. But yeah, I'm very proud to be where I am right now.
Yes. Tell us about your experience with working with the visionary filmmaker Vuyani Bila and the producer Matabo Bila. It must have been an enriching experience.
100%. As I've mentioned earlier, we all come from TUT. So having to see us all grow into the professionals that we are is just like a full circle as well. Bien and I have worked together already on three productions. So this was our fourth one together. And I appreciate the relationship that we have. I appreciate the director that he is. He's a director that tells you, like, this is what I want to see. but also I'm not going to limit you. So let's play. Show me what you bring to the table, and I'll also tell you what I want, and then we'll have a way of collaborating so that we are both happy with the end product. Mataba, as a producer, she's very strong. She's a woman in producing, and she's very inspiring as well. And the fact that they're married as well, that speaks volumes, because that's a power couple right there. So
yes,
for all of us all around, it's just like amazing and very, very, very proud for all of us, 100%.
It is also nice to have a woman boss, right? Look,
because you gave.
Yes, we are at the tail, and it's been a very, we've had this deep conversation. It's really been deep. Let's see if we are ready to go and face some of our family dynamics depicted on that film. Secrets that we already know they exist and we don't know how to deal with them. Here's a film for us to all try it out. Now, how can our listeners and viewers get to know more about the film, everything, you, connection?
Bringing you the good news all day long.
So we are at the tail end. We are at the tail end, and this conversation has been really deep. I want to invite all of you to go and face your family dynamics, our family dynamics, seeing them depicted on this film, the secrets. Maybe it's about time we face these family secrets. Now, Lerato, to you, how can our listeners and viewers find out more about the film and prepare? When, how, where? How do they even connect with you? Lerato?
With me, people can follow me on Instagram and on, on Instagram and Twitter or X at @LeratoWalaza. And they can also follow the director, Buyani Bila, on Instagram, and Matabo Bila as well. And also can follow the production company at @ArtsSake_P on Instagram, where you can learn about where the movies are going to play. But nationwide, 31st of May, 2024, both at New Metro and Sterk and McCall is where everybody has to be to watch.
And I'll be there. Front row seat.
Thank you so
Listen.
Much.
Do you feel there's anything I left out that you want our viewers and listeners to hear? Maybe it was not in my head script. Feel free. The mic swings to you.
I think we really need the support of our people. Just to see young independent filmmakers as well making it. So everybody just needs to go out and support us, and we really, really would appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. We've all put in our work, we've all were dedicated, we literally put in every bit of us in it. So having people to go support and see what young upcoming filmmakers are doing is all that we need and appreciate.
Well, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. Lerato, remain deep and let's face deep. On the 31st, all of us, all roads lead to New Metro and Stack Nicole. See you there. Now, from all of us, here is well done.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.